Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2:15-17. One either lives by the lust of the flesh or the will of God. In this life we either follow the law of the Spirit or the law of the flesh. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. Romans 8:5. The lust of the flesh are to be avoided, for those lusts will bring us to eternal death. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul. 1 Peter 2:11. The things of this world are identified by Jesus as cares, riches, and pleasures. Luke 8:14. These will choke out the Word of God and will bring one to an empty life without fruit. In this time and culture, many have become lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. 2 Timothy 3:4. We are to be followers of God and refuse to entangle ourselves with the affairs of this life. 2 Timothy 2:4. We must be spiritually minded with our affections set upon the will of God. We are not to commit to the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. 2 Corinthians 4:18. This temporal world will separate us from God. While we live in the world, we must avoid the lust of this world. We are urged by God's Spirit through His Word that we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable or spiritual service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:1-2. We are not to seek the likeness of the world in our life. We are to change ourselves into the likeness of Christ. We must avoid fellowship with unrighteousness, darkness, disbelief, and Satan, as we be separate and touch not the unclean thing. 2 Corinthians 6:14-17. As we live in the world, we must not allow the world to live within us. Let us depart from evil and do good. 1 Peter 3:11. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.